Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of March, 2018, Saturday morning. And with all of the events this past week, it has been quite a eye-opener for me to realize how really widespread the denial of the doctrine of election really is. Two 2,000 people sat in a tent in South Carolina at the headquarters of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and spent 3 hours of the exaltation of the preacher. The day before, they spent approximately 3 hours in the Capitol, the Rotunda of the United States, with the exaltation of the preacher. The day before that, they spent in the home that was rebuilt next to the million-dollar barn of the called the library of the Billy Graham Museum, exalting the preacher. And before that, they paraded his body all around Charlotte, exaltation of the creature. And then myriads of people talked about his humility while they were exalting him. Jesus Christ was not exalted at his death by the men on this earth. They weren't even exalting him at his resurrection. And yet more exaltation has gone into Billy Graham than Jesus Christ at his death than Jesus Christ in 32 years of ministry and all the apostles. Well, this has been an eye-opener. And what it really is the reason people are so much blindly following the doctrines of Billy Graham and his free will is they want to be a part of this exaltation of the preacher. They want to be in on it. They want to self-congratulate. I was watching all the people that went through the line, not all the people, but watching some of the people who went through the lines, not only at his home, at the library, at the rotunda, as they were talking to his daughter and Franklin. It was all about exalting them, self-exaltation. Well, that's not what Christ came for. He didn't come into this wicked, evil world for the self-exaltation of the creature. He came to save his people from their sins. Well, I find it such a contrast to the teachings of the Apostle Paul. What we've seen this last week, such a contrast. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. I was listening to Dr. Ben Carson when he was speaking at, I think it was the National Prayer Breakfast. And he's all about exaltation of the creature. The doctrine that you can pick yourself up by your bootstraps and you can become anything you want to be if you believe hard enough. You know, self-justification. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. We did not foreknow ourselves. We did not predestinate ourselves. We didn't call ourselves. We didn't justify ourselves and we didn't glorify ourselves. But the doctrine of free will is a doctrine of self-justification by our own actions, by our own beliefs, by our own repentance, by our own faith, by our own choice. We did all these things. We couldn't have had any of these things if we hadn't first done this. This is on its face a lie. It's a lie. Jesus Christ did all these things for us. The Father gave us to the Son. The Son came into the world, manifested himself in time, hung on a cross, and has freely given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. We did nothing. We were born and conceived in sin. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. And for all of God's elect, he caused us to be born again by the Spirit of God. And so we can take no credit for anything. No credit for anything. They talk about Billy Graham being such a humble man. But he planned this funeral out by their own declaration. He planned this whole funeral out. The funeral that would exalt him. Well, you know, all men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and Son. The work of Christ did do. Dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung up on that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead even when I was born and conceived in sin and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I can now joyfully sing to my Lord and King who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. So, I take a stand, an adamant stand against the lies of the doctrine of free will. We do not determine our own destiny. The destiny is in. Our destiny is in the Creator's hands. God bless.